Amen. You may be seated. All right. Hey, happy first Friday in November. Woo! Ho! And it is a sunny Friday in November, which is awesome. And not only is it the first Friday in November and it's sunny, but it's a visitation day today. We have a lot of high school seniors who are doing their last minute checking out of colleges. We hope this is a helpful day in your college discernment. And if we're really honest, we hope it's a great day and that hope is the only place you'll pick and that you'll be a part of this community next year. Okay, it's the first Friday in November. It's sunny, it's visitation day, but it's a big weekend. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Holy moly. It's a Nykerk weekend, parents' weekend. We see some. It's a big one, that odd year battle again. Gee, what do we do? What do we do in the Boersma family? It's always a struggle. My wife was odd year. My sister was even year. My mother was odd year. Somebody else in my family was even year. So who am I going to root for? I'm your chaplain. What do we got to do? Hey, hey, hey. I'm all the way. I'm all the way. Hey, hey. I got my little gloves on. I'm ready. Nykerk is back. Oh. All right. Hey, it's a big weekend. We got a lot going on. But you know why else this day is really great? I'm not going to preach in these things. You know what else is really special about today? What's really special about today is we get the gift to do what we're doing right now. We get to come together as a Hope community to worship God through praise, through prayer, and through the Word of God. With that in mind, you got to work with me fast because our time is moving. Bibles in front of you. I know you can't all have a Bible. Take the Bible out in front of you and turn to Acts chapter 1. It's on page 884. For all you cats who are technologically sound, get your smartphones out, your Blackberries, your PD-WDs, and all those other things. Look up Acts chapter 1, verse 4. Now, find that, page 884, put your finger on that, and now turn to page 999, Revelation chapter 8, verse 5. So you got your fingers in two little different places of the Bible. You got it? All you smartphone cats, all set? Okay, very good. Hey, this semester we have been unpacking the great ecumenical Christian creed known as the Apostles' Creed. And this past Sunday, we looked closely at a part of the creed that says this: I believe in the Holy Catholic Church. And with the help of my old Sunday school teacher, Mrs. Paulman, we established that the church are those people who have been called out to Jesus Christ, who confess Jesus as Lord, locally, universally, past, present, future, who have been set apart for a particular purpose. And you ask, Paul, what's that purpose? Well, let me tell you. In fact, don't let me tell you, let Jesus tell you. Because Jesus in John chapter 17, verse 3 says this: this is the purpose of the church, to help the world know that there is only one God and his Son, Jesus Christ. That's what the church has been set apart to do. And to fulfill that purpose or that calling, the best way that the church can do that is through their unity. Jesus, only hours before he is betrayed, prays this prayer to the Father in John chapter 17. And he says this and prays this: I in them, you in me, may they be brought to complete unity, to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them, and even as you have loved me. Now, the two Greek words in the New Testament that are used for this kind of unity that Jesus is praying for his church, are hen, which means one, not one numerically, but one in essence, a oneness. And the second Greek word that's used for unity is homothumos, and that's taken from two smaller Greek words, homos, which means one and the same, and thumos, which means mind. Put those together, and homothumos means to be of one mind or to be of one accord. Now, the question is, why is the unity of the church so crucial for the world to come to know God and his son, Jesus Christ? Well, my good friend Ben Patterson, in his book, Deepening Your Conversation with God, writes this: one reason is that when we live together in love and harmony, it can mean but one thing, that each of us has ceased being our own Lord and has submitted himself or herself to the Lord. In such a state, there is no place for isolated individualism. Patterson goes on to say, the lordship of Jesus Christ is meant to start in the church and to radiate out to the rest of the world. When Jesus is truly Lord over his people, his power is released. His power is released. That's why the unity of the church is so important. So when the church is in homothumos, of one mind, God releases his power through the Holy Spirit so that the world would come to know God and his son, Jesus Christ. And this manifestation of the unity of the church and the releasing of God's power through the Holy Spirit is confirmed over and over and over again if you read through the book of Acts. If you want a great case study of this, go to Acts chapter 2 and read through that. You'll see the church coming together in homothumos, the power of God is released, Jesus is proclaimed, and 3,000 people come to know Jesus. Now, you just got a shortened version of what I preached at the gathering on Sunday, minus easels and poster board, because I had, across the stage on Sunday, 14 easels and poster boards to help give a visual to the sermon that I preach. Were any of you guys there? Any of you guys there? Did you notice I forgot to turn over one of the cards? Did anybody notice that? Tell me, did you? Okay. I've had a ton of you tell me, Boris, you didn't turn over the last card. What's the deal? I forgot. I really did. Serious. I wasn't messing with you. So what do you think it says on the last board? I got it right here. What do you think it was? Anybody? I can't hear. Forget it. I'll just tell you. I really do want to say this. I thank God that I forgot to turn that card over, because it reinforces once again the crucial work of the church, and that is to pray for unity. The last board thing on the board was Philippians. Philippians, I feel like a little teacher. Philippians 2:1-5. Put that on the screen if you could, Paul. And we talked about praying this scripture into our community, that we'd be praying for this kind of unity in the body. Let's read it together. Philippians 2:1-5. If then, read with me, if then there is any encouragement in Christ, any consolation from love, any sharing in the Spirit, any compassion and sympathy, make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord, one mind, homothumos, doing nothing from selfish ambition or conceit,
but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to his own interest, but to the interest of others. For God has not appointed anyone to be judge or arbiter, but all have received the
let the same mind be in you. That is, you see, when the church desires this, when the church prays into this, when the church lives into this, God releases his power and the world comes to know God and his son, Jesus Christ. Isn't that cool? I think it's pretty cool. But I'm going to show you one other sweet thing. I'm pretty excited about this one. Now, you had your finger in the Bible, right? Go open it up to Acts. Acts chapter 1, verse 4 through 8. And if you don't have it, imagine you do have a Bible in your hand, okay? Because here I'm going to read it. Here it is. Acts 1, 4 through 8. I'm going to start in the middle. Jesus is talking to his disciples after his resurrection and before his ascension. Verse 4, he says, "And he ordered them, his disciples, not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you've heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." So when they had come together, they asked him, "Lord, is this a time when you will restore the kingdom of Israel?" He replied, "It's not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority." Listen, this is the key verse. "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all of Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." All right, you will receive power. All right, now, this is a cool word. In the Greek, the word power is dunamis, dunamis. And it's where we get our English word dynamite. Do you get it? When God says, "And you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, to be witnesses to the world. And you will have a power like dynamite." Do you get the picture? God is releasing that kind of power when the church comes together in homothumos, and the world will come to believe in God and his son, Jesus. But this is cooler yet. Open up to Revelation, now chapter 8. If you don't have your Bible, act like you do. Okay, and I'm going to read this because this is even really cooler yet. Okay, Revelation 8, 1 through 5. Okay, and it says this. "And when the Lamb opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about a half hour. And I saw the seventh angel who stood before God, and the seven trumpets were given to them. Another angel with a golden censer came and stood at the altar. He was given a great quantity of incense to offer," listen, "with the prayers of the saints," with the church, "with the prayers of the saints on the golden altar that was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense and the prayers of the saints," or the worship of the saints, the homothumos, "rose before God from the hand of the angel. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire, the altar, and threw it on the earth." Now look at this. And what happens when they take the prayers of the saints and they throw it on the earth? There is lightning. Whoa! And there's thunder. And there's earthquakes that hits. Isn't that cool? It's a picture. Now get it. Do you sense what happens when the church comes together in unity and prayer and worship, that the power of God like that and much more is released so that the world would come to know God and Jesus? I don't know about you guys, but that gets me fired up. It gets me fired up to begin to pray more intentionally and more regularly for the unity of the Holy Catholic Church. And I hope it does the same for you, that it gives you the desire and the conviction for the power of God to be released, not only on this campus, not only in this community, but to the four corners of the world, that the world would come to know God and His Son, Jesus Christ. Let's pray. That's amazing, God, that you use the church that is full of brokenness and limited people like us, but you use the church, your body, your bride, to bring about your kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. So God, even now, as we pray, as we worship and sing together, right now in the heavenly realm, your power is being released into this campus and into this community and into this world so that those who don't know you will come to know you and your Son, Jesus Christ. We bless you and thank you. And we pray this in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace.